Hi, guys. Welcome back to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm here with Sarah Huron.
Hello, Brody.
Sharon Tharp.
Hi.
Travis Cronin.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Brody Brown. We're here once again to give you all the hottest celebrity news of the week. We've got royal holidays, babies, never-ending divorces, engagements, new couplings, troubling couplings. But of course, first, we're going to kick it off setting intentions for celebrities. Again, these are not intentions for us. Hell no. These are for celebrities, things we want them to start doing, stop doing. Sharon Tharp, let's kick it off with you.
Okay, I'm not usually a royals person,
but I
loved seeing William and Kate. Like, they had some subtle PDA over the last few. They stepped out at an event in London, and I feel like we never see that.
I was so grossed out.
Oh,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. What? They like tap each other.
Literally, he touched her back, and everyone's like, yeah. Oh,
wow, too much.
I'm all about it because I feel like we always see Meghan and Harry kind of like all over each other in quotes, not really, but
going wild.
So I love it. I want to see the future king and queen. You know.
Love each other?
Yeah. That's it. That's my intention.
I like that, Travis.
That's nice.
What's your intention for?
My intention is for Ariana Grande. I went to see her last night at Barclays, and she did a lot off of her 2015 Christmas album, Christmas and Chill.
Whoa. I stand Christmas and Chill.
Christmas and Chill is surprisingly good.
I didn't know about this.
But it's cute. You should listen to it. So, I mean, it's a little sophomoric, but cute. So she was doing all these songs. She said the word festive, and I just thought Mariah Carey was getting in her car, going down there to like hit her with a bat, mm-hmm. like Tanya Harding her from like taking the festive season. But I sort of want them to mend their riff. Because her cover of Emotion is so good. No. And just to see her do All I Want for Christmas Is You or to cover a Mariah song.
They don't like each other?
No. Would you like Ariana Grande if you're Mariah Carey?
She does not like her that skinny.
She said something about her voice. I forget what it was.
That it was too damn good.
Yeah,
basically.
That's the truth.
It's good and she's skinny and tan and young. That's the real problem. But yeah, so I just want them to mend their riff because I want to hear Ari cover Mariah and it would just be a lovely addition to this world.
And listen, don't slam her sophomoric efforts. I love Tattooed Heart. It still makes me tear
up. Oh my God, that is such a good song.
It's so good. I saw her perform it live. I can still get like a chill when I think about it.
She sang at the AMAs, I want to say, like when she first started.
I saw that performance.
It was so freaking good.
I was like, who is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Snow in California.
Hit
about trying to get the flight delayed.
They're so silly, but they're cute.
And relatable. Santa Tell Me.
That's her best song.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, I need to listen to this.
Oh, it's so good. Sarah, why don't you set your intention?
My celebrity intention is for all the Bravo celebrities of the world who are attending BravoCon this weekend. Mm-hmm. I have been waiting my whole life for a moment like this, and I will be there.
Don't sing it. Don't sing it.
I'm not singing.
Oh, thank you.
Feeling Joe.
No. Don't sing it. Let Kelly Clarkson sing it.
No. So I'm really excited and I want like a fight to break out in front of me. I want like Kristen Doty to pull Stassi Schroeder's hair or Vicky Gumbelson to tackle Kelly Dodd on a carpet. I just need them to bring it. And I'm so excited.
You are so messy, Sarah.
I can't wait to hear about this when you come
follow
back.
Me on Instagram for the deets at Sarah Heron.
Intention is for Sarah Heron. No, actually, my intention is also BravoCon related. My intention is for Lisa Vanderpump. Lisa, dear, darling, I want you to find the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and I want you to make amends. I want them to make amends with you. I'm not saying it's all the
that
ball's in your court.
That's not going to happen.
Well, listen, she's going to be there on Saturday.
I think it will.
They're going to be there through the weekend. She has a lot of Vanderpump Rules stuff going on. They have a panel on Sunday. I'm going to be moderating the
Exciting.
Real Housewives of New Jersey panel
Fine.
On Saturday.
I'll be watching.
Thank you, Sarah. Please do not heckle me.
I will heckle the hell out of you.
I will be distraught like a deer in headlights. But I want them to get together and have a detente. I want her to come back.
Enough time has passed. I feel like they should get over it. That she was terrible to all of them.
Has it been that long, though?
Like a year plus.
They're almost done filming a new season, I fear. And they're like bringing back Brandy for an event. They brought back Eileen Kim. They're bringing out like
Adrian.
Adrian Maloof.
The Maloof.
The Maloof.
Who in this world is Adrian?
Adrian is going to be at BravoCon.
She is. It's true on Friday.
Oh my God.
But I really want this to be an opportunity for them to please come and break some bread or break some whatever you need to break. Just
Tic-tac.
Get it together.
Rosé.
Let's power through some news. You guys. Sarah, why are you crying? Is it because Sean Spicer is no longer on Dancing with the Stars?
I actually cheered. I've switched my vote. You was voting for Lamar, then Hannah Brown, and now I'm a full Kel stan.
We talked to Sean after his unceremonious dumping on Dancing with the Stars. He did not make semifinals. He told us, I'll tell you the one thing about me is if I start something, I'm going to finish it. And it doesn't matter what it is. Well, if you might recall, Sean Spicer resigned as press secretary. So maybe he doesn't finish
really
everything.
Ironic.
But, you know, we asked him if he was frustrated because the judges kept giving him such harsh feedback. You know,
because he's a shit dancer.
Well, that's the truth.
He really just couldn't dance at the end of the day.
He said he respected their feedback.
Sean, you're such a diplomat.
So brave.
A failed diplomat. And he said, every piece of feedback they gave, I took to heart. I think there are two ways to look at the show. And there are people that are purists and want this to be all about the best dancer. Well, it is called Dancing with the Stars, and they do give a mirror ball to the best dancer. But you know what? Good for you, Sean. Good for trying your hardest.
Good attitude. Good attitude.
He made it farther than he should have on dancing, so he should be grateful.
5 weeks later than he should have.
Shocking.
Justice for the chick from The Office who got out last week.
Kate Flannery. Yeah. You even know her name? You've already forgotten about
her? Meredith, love you, girl.
Oh, my gosh. Moving on, the royals. You guys.
Shocking story of the
week. Buckingham Palace said, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are looking forward to extended family time towards the end of the month. This month, having spent the last two Christmases at Sandringham, the couple will spend the holiday this year as a new family with the Duchess's mother, Doria.
Justice for Doria, man. She's finally getting to see this kid.
Didn't you just say California Christmas? What does this mean? They're going to be in L.A.? No snow for the holidays?
Baby Archie will never know what it's like to have Christmas with the queen.
Oh, God.
I'm not surprised, but I don't know why they announced this.
It's confusing. Also, end
everyone
of the month,
will be looking for that Christmas Eve mass shot or Christmas Day.
Right.
Mass
That's
shot.
True.
Well,
That's true.
It's just like seeds of drama. Because, you know, we read through press releases a lot and we have to read through the lines. Yes. And this just sort of seems like everything is totally fine. That they,
this is planned. Well,
super planned.
Yeah. And all those reports. And we've reported on the tension between William and Harry and how the two houses are sort of not as close as they used to be. But now they're going to California for California. I can barely get through it without rolling my eyes. I've been in California for our holidays. And you're like, jingle bells, jingle bells, there's no snow, and we have the decorations up too long.
Oh, my God.
It's just kind of, but this sounds like they're going to be there for Thanksgiving, too. What is this?
Yeah, it sounds like it's all through the holidays.
They can't be there for the whole month of December. That's nuts.
Yeah, that
too much
nuts.
Security.
Usually the holidays bring people together, and I'm a little worried that this is going to cause an even bigger rift.
What about, Doria's, house, neighbor?
Yeah, where
did they stay at Doria's house?
Yeah.
Wow. I wish I was Doria's neighbor. Or she was my yoga teacher or whatever she does.
I wish she was my... Is she a therapist?
She's a yoga teacher.
She's not a yoga teacher. She just goes to yoga.
She's like that LA version of a yoga self-help.
An accountability coach?
Everybody in LA is like that.
Yeah.
A life coach.
Guys, we talked to Mark Ruffalo last night about his friendship with Jen Aniston. It is fun because, you know, when she joined Instagram, she said she wanted to nominate him for president. We asked him what he would nominate her for. He said Secretary of State, the same role that Hillary Clinton and John Kerry once had.
And Charlize Theron in Longshot.
Oh, thank you, Travis, our cinephile. Mm-hmm. And he said, why do you think she'd make a great Secretary of State? He said, just because she's got humor and I think she's rational. I think she's peaceful and she gets stuff done. And then we were asking him if he'd set her up with people. And we said, does she text a lot? And he said, she's hilarious.
Does she text a lot? This is a hard-hitting question.
We're really going to it. Mm-hmm. He said, we don't text that much. I don't even know if I have our phone number anymore. I might have got cleaned out somewhere. Mark, you need to hold on to Jen Aniston's phone number. Write it down on the wall, honey.
Tattoo.
But this begs the question, you guys, who, celebrity-wise, if not Mark Ruffalo, who do you want to see as president? Travis Cronin.
Will Smith.
Ooh.
Everyone loves
Inspired
Will Smith.
Choice.
He is a nice, caring guy, but rational. Will Smith for president.
But he almost was a Scientology.
Is he closeted Republican?
Unconfirmed Scientologist.
He can play both sides of the aisle.
He's too close to Tom Cruise, or was. I don't know.
That's scary, but I think he's trying to make up for that now. I think he'll do a good job.
Okay. He does seem like the people's prince.
I love iRobot.
Yeah.
Well, that's reason enough to vote
you
him in.
You had all these movie references today. What did you do last week?
Lots of them.
Sharon, your nomination for president, please.
Obviously, I'm picking a female. I'm going with Padma Lakshmi.
Oh, why? I like that.
I was trying to think someone else, and she's so vocal on Twitter, so that kind of helped because I saw her. But no, she's so smart and
she's
funny.
Really smart.
And
yeah.
I would love to see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again,
from the movie Glitter.
Very political episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is. She plays the trollop that can't sing that Mariah Carey uses her vocals.
Oh, I need that clip. I need to go back.
That's good.
Did you say she's very vocal on Twitter because our current president is vocal on Twitter? So next president needs to be vocal on Twitter.
Yes, she fits the bill.
It's one of our qualifications now. Sarah, your nomination for president.
I mean, obviously, Kim Kardashian West.
What?
I would vote for her in a second.
Over Kylie, really?
Kim Kardashian West and Esquire.
Kim is just changing the world every other day, and I support her. And Kylie can help donate some of her billionaire money for the economy or whatever. I don't know.
The campaign.
I don't know a lot about
politics.
You're
really dialing it in here, Sarah. My nomination is for Jennifer Lopez, and no explanation needed.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So A-Rod can be the The first lady.
That's right. Moving on. Guys, this is just, we would gloss over this news because Evan Bass and Carly Waddell welcomed their second child. That's exciting. Bachelor Nation, another baby.
Ludicrous.
But they named their baby Charles Wolfe. And as Sharon noticed,
You didn't notice?
No, it's Sharon.
I forgot.
Sharon, Eagle Eye Sharon Tharp.
Guys.
In our presence. This is insane. What is going on? There's an epidemic of celebrities naming their children Charlie Wolfe. We just talked to Zooey Deschanel last month because, lo and behold, Lauren Conrad named her new son Charlie Wolfe.
The OG Charlie
Wolfe. 2 years before that, Zooey Deschanel named her baby Charlie Wolfe. What are we missing?
That is so weird.
Was it in a book or something?
Resident cinephile Travis Cronin, can you tell us, is Charlie Wolfe a movie reference that we're missing?
I can confirm that is not a name in any movie or any pop culture reference. I don't know what is going on. Wolfe is such a strange middle name.
I think it's kind of like wild and
apparently
rough.
So did they.
Yeah. We talked to Zooey last month and she told us exclusively that was so weird, right? I don't think she knew it. We have a really good mutual friend and she was like, did you know that Lauren Conrad? I said, no, that's so funny. She's like, I didn't think she knew it. But she did say it is a really specific name. Well, yes, girl, it is a really specific name.
Do you think this is a tale of like they heard it once? Well, for these two, maybe Lauren Conrad like heard it once but forgot and didn't realize and then maybe, it stuck with maybe. Her. And then Carly and Evan were like, oh, you know how our baby's going to get some more press? We're the third Charlie Wolfe.
I mean, we did just write a post about this.
Literally. Yeah. Like, this is recent.
Maybe it got embedded into their subconscious.
The Wolf Pack.
The Wolf Pack. If they don't form a group called the Wolf Pack.
Oh, that's
the
such
new
a
generation
mess.
Wolf Pack.
Yes, with the OG.
Charlie 1, the 2, and 3.
They need to get the babies together for a pic on IG, obviously. Guys, great news. Lamar Odom is engaged.
Sarah, so happy.
Sarah, you're crying again. This is so beautiful. I love when you feel emotions.
Don't know how I feel about this.
But guess what? Neither does Lamar's family, because Lamar and his fiance, Sabrina, shared on Instagram. He said, introducing my new fiance, soon to be Mrs. Parr Odom. She the one. Sorry, Chloe. And his ex-wife, Chloe. Then we saw that Lamar's son posted some upset comment on there. He wrote, not a text or phone call to see how people who've known this dude his whole life to see how we'd feel or react. New showty for 4 months and already got you twisted. Family and friends already don't approve of him. Basically, the son was
new
upset.
New showty for 4 months? Yeah.
He wasn't the only one.
And a source told us that Lamar's family didn't know he was proposing. It was a shock. Everyone is surprised that he rushed into an engagement. His family and friends really want the best for him. Sabrina has a relationship on a fast track, and Lamar's friends and family want Lamar and Sabrina to know each other better before moving too fast. Lamar's family is definitely worried about him.
She did cheer very hard for him in the audience of Dancing with the Stars, and that's about all I know about their relationship.
You know what else I know about their relationship? Didn't he suck her toes on Instagram?
Oh, yes.
He sure did.
Never forget.
Thank you for reminding me.
Their marriage is going to be go well.
Skipping lunch today. No.
Well, guess what? We heard from a source that Chloe wishes nothing but the best for Lamar. And she isn't surprised he got quickly engaged.
I mean, they got engaged after like 10 days and married after in less than a month. What is interesting about this timing is like 2 weeks ago on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Lamar's book had just come out and Khloe was, they were talking to her about it and how she feels about it. And she said she almost reached out to like just, you know, check in how he's doing, tell him like no hard feeling because like everything he said in the book she said was true. And then she said, but then I found out, you know, he had a girlfriend and that's not really my place. And she never got her closure, but she's okay with it and she's moving on.
Sharon, do you wish Chloe and Lamar would get back together? There is a right and there was a wrong answer here.
No.
Thank you, Sharon. Just checking.
I love Chloe. I don't want this for her.
Chloe had a little lamb.
She did, and she had to let that
lamb ring is nice.
Oh.
Destiny's engagement ring is
really nice. That's the daughter.
Oh, shit.
Sabrina. Princess. I'm trying to see. We're on a roll with all the movie references, and then you just jumped off and into the abyss.
I'm all over. Sabrina, I'm so sorry. You have been the public consciousness for a long time. Well, Destiny does not.
Travis, can you redeem yourself with visiting a day in pop culture history?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
Does anyone remember who Tony Parker is?
Yes. Eva Longoria's ex.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Eva Longoria Parker.
It was the day that Us Weekly magazine came out with the cover, Eva Longoria, Betrayed by Tony.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you remember, but Erin Barry, who was the wife of one of his teammates, they had texts for a year going on together. They had 300 text messages in 1 month to each other.
Whoa, who was counting that?
That's Eva. Oh. Was counting that. That was in the divorce proceedings to get the money. She was counting that. So then they divorced. She got all the money. And they were together for 7 years.
Did she on Gabby Solis?
Yeah,
I know.
Wrong.
And she was already married before.
And she
got a DUI today.
What?
Oh, yeah. God.
So this
From
is her third
all
marriage?
My children, this is her third marriage.
That's what happens when you're hot and popular.
Well,
Sarah.
She waited to have the kid with the third husband, so at least she's got that going for
that
her.
That is smart.
Oh, you're so traditional. It's so shocking.
I'm just saying.
I always forget.
Oh, my God.
There was also the weirdest hookup in 2007
Give it
on
to us.
This day at the Rose Bar in the Gramercy Park Hotel. Ashley Olsen and Lance Armstrong were spotted together in 2007
Wait,
for the
I don't
first
remember
day.
Scandalo.
Right? And he had just broken up with Tori Burch and gotten with Ashley Olsen, who was 15 years his junior, and sources close to the couple told us at the time
the
that everybody the couple they were a couple for yeah. like months
they were
told them that like everyone was like worried because she was 21 years old and he was 15 years
was this,
older
this is before Sheryl Crow
yeah that was my question
and before Sheryl
before
Crow.
He scammed the world
yeah before he scammed the world
it was probably mid-scam we just didn't know yet
no he didn't scam the world I think for a few years but this was in 2007 weird right
once a scammer always a scammer
true
well,
that.
I love a hot bar hookup in NYC
in NYC it was a lovely time
and NYC.
No, Sarah, please don't ever do that again. Brangelina, guess what, guys? The divorce is not over. Mm. The bitterness wages on. And Angelina, last week, she revealed, well, they revealed in Harper's Bazaar that she told them for their cover story that she would love to live abroad, but right now I'm having to base where their father chooses to live. Mm. Well, the sources told us that the children have, close to the couple, told us that children have always lived in L.A., and this is sort of something to maintain normalcy. Another source told us that before the divorce, the entire family led a very nomadic existence, and that was because of Angelina's restlessness. Brad wanted the kids to have stability, while Angelina always said they were giving the children an idyllic childhood by exposing them to different countries, languages, and experiences. And she felt, yeah, there are just a lot of emotions still here. I cannot believe it is still going on with these two.
She's talking about a lot more now, though.
I love
that French magazine. Yes. She talked a whole lot about it. That public dig in Harper's Bazaar was pretty damning.
Very strange.
I'd love to leave, but the father's yeah.
We're trapped.
It's
we're
like
trapped.
They were trapped. I like it.
Not without my daughter.
Well, a source told us that Angelina still has a lot of resentment towards Brad. She wants him to be held accountable because she feels he turned her and the children's lives upside down. Check out the new issue of Us Weekly because this is our cover story.
I don't know which one of these kids is going to write the tell-all, but I just can't wait to read it.
Maddox.
Mm. You think but Maddox?
No.
Maybe. No, I don't think.
He's the only one who's talked.
I think it's going to be Shiloh.
I would love
Shiloh.
Or the twins. I would love the twins to do like dueling.
We don't hear enough about the twins.
No, they're too young. Mm-hmm. The Friends reunion. You guys, what is going on? Apparently.
I don't care.
So wait, get to your, hold on for your reaction because I don't care either. And we will once be bonded in solidarity. But everyone was like, where's the Friends reunion 25 years later?
Right.
People are still like
25
dying years. For this reunion. Everyone has repeatedly shot it down. Marta Kaufman has shot it down a number of times. But apparently, HBO Max, when it launches next year, they are in the talks. There's this Friends reunion in the works with Jen, Courtney, Lisa Kudrow, Matthew Perry, David Schwimmer, Matt LeBlanc signed on for this new show that might be some unscripted, scripted, who knows what it'll
if
be.
If it's scripted, no, please no.
Stunt
What
queens.
Is unscripted going to be? Them just sitting around talking about Friends, quoting Smelly Cat?
Sarah, why are you not excited about this?
I just feel like we need to let this one go.
Thank you.
I'm so over it. Like, did we learn nothing from the one season of BH 90210, which I actually enjoyed, but it didn't really, it was just not necessary.
But you're a Tori Spelling apologist. You like anything.
And I watched everything. And wherever that lands on Crackle or whatever they're going to try to sell it to, I will be watching. However, I just think we need to. Friends existed at a perfect time. It serves its purpose. The reruns are great. It whatever. Don't ruin it. And also, did you see those photos of Matthew Perry in his pajamas? I don't think we need to ruin Chandler.
Well, you know, that's a good time to segue into the Us exclusive in the new issue and on the website.
This blew my mind, by the way.
I know, but this is, I love when we can report on things that people never realized and only our sources could tell us.
Oh, yeah.
Our source told us that Matthew has always been in love with Courtney Cox. He has never fully been able to get over her and notes that he has dated many women that look like Courtney. Oh,
which is weird.
Boy.
My mind is blown. I am a Friends fan and I agree with you about, but.
Oh, you don't want there to be a reunion either?
No, because it just ruins the original show. So I agree with that. But this like blew my mind. I'm not surprised that she didn't date him because He had some rough
goings.
He went through some rough times. But he needs to let this go. Like, stop dating girls that look like her. That's a little weird.
Well, remember, she also married David Arquette, and he had some rough times, too.
That is true.
So maybe she was can I take these rough times or these rough times?
Did her and the Snow Patrol guy ever get married?
They're still together,
still
at least.
Engaged. They've been engaged for a long time.
Guys, marriage doesn't, you know, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, actually, Lamar.
Didn't they call off their engagement?
Then they got back together.
Then they got back together.
Oh, right. Okay.
I love that.
They're just getting married in Ireland.
Why you reported?
Of course, you, Brody's like, I love a broken engagement.
I love a rekindling.
I love that they don't need to get married.
Thank you.
Hello.
Sharon. Travis, are you foaming at the mouth for a Friends reunion?
No, it's just like HBO Max.
People are going to hate us.
They're such stunt queens. They're like,
it's going to be a new thing.
Do?
They're launching it with this thing.
I'm ready for the Gossip Girl. Take two.
You have room for that, but not.
Yeah, because it's going to be different characters. It's
also,
like, still
Gossip Girl sucked. Sorry.
Oh my God, it was such a fun drama.
I loved Gossip Girl.
I couldn't watch it either.
No, I didn't watch Friends.
I couldn't even do that. I know I'm in the minority there, but no.
Yeah, we're going to get slammed for this one. Sorry, Friends fans.
Well, you know who I'm sorry for too? Sarah Palin. Because she found out that Todd Palin, she found out that Todd Palin was planning to divorce her via email.
Dancing with the Stars next season.
Is that not the saddest thing? She just opened up in an interview with a Christian author, and she said it was devastating. She felt like she got shot, which is apt for someone who believes strongly in gun rights. Mm-hmm. And
who can see Russia from her backyard.
Also didn't rule out, it sounded like a reconciliation. She said they're not necessarily over, but they're going through counseling now.
So he said, I want to divorce you via email, and that wasn't enough for her to be like, okay, like, you're the worst?
She believes in love, Sarah.
I don't.
It's a weird thing to email.
I don't love that.
Guess what it's time for, my friends?
I have no thoughts.
Oh, God.
It's time for Celebrity Birthday Boxing Mania.
Oh, my God. That's right. We're getting
so excited.
Into the imaginary boxing ring with our celebs, putting on the imaginary gloves to celebrate their birthdays this week. Sharon Tharp, Demi Moore turned 57 on November 11th versus Ellen Pompeo turned 50 on November 10th.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough battle.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
I really chose
in the
these
ring.
Ones well.
You guys, I gotta pick Ellen because I love her.
I like that. Mm. Travis, Miranda Lambert turned 36.
She's tough.
I know.
Yeah, she's
so she throws
tough.
Salads.
She's country.
She throws
tough.
Salads.
She's
never
tough.
Forget.
She turned 36 on November 10th versus Whoopi Goldberg turned 64.
That's a tough one.
Miranda Lambert. 13th.
Wow.
It was a tough one. But
Whoopi.
It's crazy Scorpios.
Sarah Heron.
What?
Anne Hathaway turned 37 on November 12th versus Pete Davidson, who turns 26 on November 16th.
Anne Hathaway.
Oh,
she's the princess of Genovia.
That's a good one. Sharon, Miranda Lambert, who's 36, versus Ellen Pompeo, who's 50.
I think I got to go with Miranda. She's crazy.
She's tough.
She's hell on
Travis,
nails.
Travis.
Oh, God.
37-year-old Anne Hathaway versus 36-year-old Miranda Lambert.
Bye, Anne.
Oh, my gosh. Miranda Lambert, congratulations. You won this round of Celebrity Boxing Mania.
You won a trophy husband.
Her life is made.
She's got a very hot husband who's now on leave from the NYPD.
Girl, I reached out to the NYPD, and they sent me the same thing within 7 months of each other. And I tried to look at how someone can be on this leave, and there's no specifics. So he's going to be on this until they get divorced. They're cutting him a lot of slack.
If you're married to the number one female country star, I think you can basically do whatever you want. Now she lives in New York half the time, right? Isn't that what you said?
Because he has a kid.
I wish we saw more of her like out and about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very rare.
Yeah, we'll bring you to a gay bar, Miranda.
Yeah.
Hit us up.
They went to Gay Pride with her brother.
Oh, I love
She brought him to Gay Pride with her brother in Nashville. It was cute, like last month.
That's nice. They went to New York Gay Pride too, I think.
Oh my gosh. Watch Get out. On a float, sister friend. Speaking of Pete Davidson, guys, Pete Davidson and Kaia Gerber are going strong. What is going on?
They were both wearing beanie hats.
They're in New York. They were at Sugarfish. We knew they were in a date. They were like touching hands. They were whispering to each other the whole time. Then she was in the audience at his show in Brooklyn. He was filming a podcast. He was recording a podcast and she was in the reserve section. She was laughing at his joke. She was with another guy. They were texting each other. I can't believe this is actually happening.
This was my intention last week for her to stay away from him.
Cindy
and it did not work.
I
need to scream it louder or something.
This is not good.
She's 18. He's turning 26 this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
I mean, I get that she's like 18 going on 30 because she's a supermodel and she's had famous parents, but this is nuts.
I do not support this. Cindy and Randy need to step in.
Here's hoping. You know, I'm kind of excited for, and I know I should be a little more tentative. Demi Lovato with her new
Tentative.
Hot 25-year-old man.
Yeah.
Miss 27-year-old Demi Lovato.
Is he that hot?
I find him.
Do you like the tattoo?
Under the face. The face tats. The face tats are doing it for me. The hair. The like
hard pass.
The gushing on Instagram. I'm so into it. Well, she's dating LA-based model Austin Wilson. They both uploaded pictures of each other, giving a little kiss on the cheek. She wrote, "My heart." With an emoji.
I wonder what Mike Johnson thinks.
Mm-hmm. I kind of feel bad for Mike Johnson.
Me too.
He played it really too loose.
Yes, he talked too much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He wouldn't talk to me when I asked him about it, but everyone else
tried
so hard.
It is time for 25 Things You Don't Know About Me. You guys, you get to choose from these two issues I pulled from the archives.
Oh my God,
please
Macy
don't choose.
Book
please
out.
Don't choose Macy Book out. You
I
overlook
Macy.
The Duggar. Come
I
on, you guys
Macy.
Choose this
yeah.
every week.
I constantly overlook the Duggars.
Yeah.
All right, so this
wow,
issue.
Wow, Macy and Taylor got a cover?
You guys, yeah, this
they're
issue.
Huge is, at the
they're
time.
Still together.
October
yeah,
24th, 2016. It is Macy Book Out's wedding exclusive on our cover.
Yes. Very shiny.
I will read the clues. You guys will guess.
Selena in rehab.
Stop trying to look through the magazine. Sarah, look away from me right now.
Oh, my God.
Number one. My favorite childhood memory was when I was tall enough to get on the roller coasters. Skipping number two.
Real telling.
Number three. I idolize my mother. Rest in peace. The best advice my mom gave to me was that we don't do things not to finish them. That sounds like Sean Spicer. Number four. With his mom, Sean Spicer. Number four. In my downtime, I'm a hell of a poker player. I have poker nights sometimes, but I work too much to stay true to it. Number five. My best quality is my personality. I have the ability to make anybody feel comfortable. The energy that I put out, I get back. Number six. I could watch Tropic Thunder over and over. It's the funniest movie ever.
Oh God,
number seven. A guy got a tattoo of my face on his lower back. That was weird. I was like, I don't really know what you did that for, sir. I don't know why it's there. I don't really know what I'm supposed to do after seeing that. I guess thank you.
Anne Hathaway.
Number eight.
This is definitely a dude.
My favorite book is Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck.
Ugh.
I read it a long time ago. I like that. And a book called Monster by Walter Dean Myers.
Cool.
Number nine. If I could ask, you're welcome.
Hard pass on Lenny from Of Mice and Men.
Number nine. Oh, I like that you actually could read something, Sarah.
Oh, yes. I was in honors English.
Number nine. Okay, don't lie. Number nine. If I could beat anyone, I would choose Robin Williams. I would simply say, you were loved. Your stamp on comedy is something that definitely wasn't overlooked.
Dane Cook.
Number 10.
It's a comedian.
When I first started performing in theaters, I was performing in D.C. I had on some cool nylon sweatpants. I was telling a joke, jumped in the air, landed and ripped my pants in the front, but I didn't know. So the girl in the front row wrote a note and slid it on stage. It said something like, blank, your whole area is out right now.
All right, what a comedian who thinks very highly of himself.
Number 11, my biggest phobia is reptiles. Dogs are fine. Reptiles get under my skin. Snakes, lizard. Things of that nature. I
David
can't do
Spade?
It.
David Spade?
Oh, good
number
guess.
12. My worst physical qualities are my two big toenails. They look
ew.
Like burned sunflower seeds.
Oh my God, I hate this person.
That's disgusting. Okay.
My kids definitely think I tell dad jokes. You don't realize you tell dad jokes until your kids go, Dad, stop telling dad jokes. Number 14. My
what
favorite thing.
Kevin Hart?
My favorite.
Oh
my God, you are
is
a queen,
it?
Sharon Tharp. You got it correct.
Oh,
and
no.
I have to tell you the prize.
You win sunflower seeds.
I didn't even tell you the prize. Last month, Justin Bieber shared on Instagram that his favorite beer is Omission Brewing Company because he said he has an allergy to gluten. And because it's like this. It's,
don't we all?
Well, we don't all have them. And so they had this like ultimate light. They have this beer that's like low in carbs and low in calories. But then they release this line of hard seltzers, which is also very low in carbs.
Oh my God,
and
I love hard seltzers.
Sarah is feeding.
Here they are. Omission hard seltzers. I had to tell you. I took a daddy tax out of this. So
they're open.
I took a daddy tax out. So I took a couple
of
tans.
The best ones.
But this, no. All the flavors are in here for
they're
you.
They're nice. Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
You are a winner.
Thank you so much for giving them
Sarah,
to me.
Fork it over. Guys, we have to talk about Hayden Panettiere.
Oh.
This, she, you know, as we reported last week, she's back with Brian Hickerson. And a source told us that Vlad, her ex-fiance, was so in love with Hayden that he looks the other way with regard to some things, but Brian has tested Vlad's patience and kindness. As we know, Brian was arrested for allegedly assaulting Hayden in May. His case was dismissed, and the two have reconciled. Our source said Vlad thinks that Brian is a user and overall bad guy, and that he is controlling Hayden, enabling all of her bad habits. And that when Hayden visits Kaya, her daughter, in the Ukraine, where she lives with Vlad, the ex-fiance, Brian has to be without her. Although Hayden's attorney told us that Hayden sees Kaya regularly.
Hmm.
This is bleak.
It is. She also TMZ like caught her today when they were getting out of the airport, and she was like, "Everything's super great. We're fine." And then getting into a car, like asking, "I'll help you go lucky. We're not buying it, Hayden."
Yeah, I'm You're always rooting for her, okay. but this is another I'm worried.
Me too.
I don't think I would have us end on this very bleak note. Instead, we are going to listen to 2 minutes, almost 2 minutes, not quite.
2 minutes.
Of Jason Biggs talking to us about American Pie and his relationship to it now, because our final segment is going to be what, Sam?
Who needs books for that creative mind? Who don't need facts to leave them behind? For Us Weekly's fairy tale story. Time.
We need to find a musical track where it like sinks in a little better, but you guys know what this is. This is Us Weekly's Fairy Tale Story Time, inspired because people are always like, do you guys make things up? No, sweetie. Everything is facts, facts, facts. So this is our chance to give you some fictional writing based on the celebrities we've talked about in this podcast. We are going to whip up a quick little story of what we wish we could report for our Us Weekly's Fairy Tale Story Time. Sam, can you please play the wonderful American Pie?
It's crazy that this year was, what, 20 years since American Pie?
Yeah, 20 years.
20 years. I mean, I'm sure it goes went by like a blink of an eye.
It did and it didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it did. And then on the other hand, I think back, you know, like those 20 years were, there were so many, many chapters in those 20 years. Mm-hmm. So many events and things and, you know, a life lived over 20 years. So, but at the same time, yeah, I mean, I remember every detail, and I have a crap memory, but I remember every detail about the process leading up to, you know, the auditioning process and getting cast and my feelings around that and how exciting it was and the new friends that I was making. I mean, it was a real, it was a very exciting time and a lot of like hope and, you know, dreams were coming true for a lot of us.
Definitely.
And it was a really incredible time and, you know, I actually believe, and this I think is a credit to my parents and to, you know, partly because I was so young when I started, that when it all started happening, I was actually able to appreciate it.
Sure.
You know, I think a lot of people who have that experience and it happens overnight and all that craziness unfolds for them. And, you know, 20 years later, they look back and they're like, I wish I appreciated it more. I think I did.
You did. You look back and no regrets.
I really was like, okay, this could all go away any minute. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated how incredibly lucky I was and that this doesn't happen for everyone.
Definitely.
And I had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but now there's a lot of nostalgia. I mean, now it's like, now 20 years and you look back at the pictures and I've been seeing some of the other cast members in different events and stuff. And it's, it's a lot of very nostalgic.
Yeah.
Okay. Sharon Tharp, let's kick it off with your fairy tale story time tale.
Yeah, start with mine because mine always are bad. Okay, so Hayden
Brody, Brody, put your pen down.
Oh, I'm trying to police me. No, I just put a period on my sentence. Continue, Sharon.
Okay. Hayden Panettiere and Pete Davidson were spotted at the Gramercy Park Hotel.
Oh, boy.
Is bad news. She eventually gets pregnant, and they have a kid named Charlie Wolf.
Oh, my God.
Of course they do.
Sean Spicer is the godfather, as Angelina is the godmother. And then the kid grows up to star as Chandler in the Friends reboot 20 years from now.
Sharon, there's nothing bad about that.
Good. That was really good.
Oh, my gosh, Travis, please. Oh, God, give it to us. It's going to be so good. I know what I'm already
annoyed. Sean Spicer, drunk off the audience praise of Dancing with the Stars, stars in a ballet-inspired one-man show about Harry and Meghan's romance. Brad and Angelina actually attend the opening night and were about to embrace when the baby wolf pack, blessed with the strength and agility from a tale of the three Charlies, bust and tear down the theater.
Oh, my God.
So good.
That's all true.
I don't
want to
go.
True.
Breakups are so hard. God, she knew it. But this time it felt so fresh. So new. She didn't usually watch Dancing with the Stars, but glad she caught this latest season.
Oh, no.
Now that Sean has left his wife and she had realized Brian Hickerson was bad news for her, Hayden and Sean could date and didn't need to hide it anymore. She made a mental note to text her old therapist, Doria, to see if she could join her for the holidays
and
say hi to her old friend, Megan, and her new hunk, Harry.
Oh, my God.
And Sarah, let's close it out with you.
Destiny and Lamar Jr. break into their dad's house with Sabrina, only to discover that she has the two seasons of Chloe and Lamar on DVD. They're on Perfume Unbreakable, and the Chloe Had a Little Lamb nail polish. They accuse her of being a stalker, get into a fight, and Sabrina... That's a dot because I didn't finish.
Oh, Sarah.
They have a nail polish?
Chloe Had a Little Sarah Lamb Lamb.
Well, of course they did. Well, guys, that's all the time we have for our latest installment of the Hot Hollywood Podcast. Please join us again next time. We'll have all the hottest news of the week. Of course, if we didn't bring up something you want us to talk about, please leave it in the comments. You could always hit us up on social media. And please make sure to like and subscribe our podcast and leave it 5 stars. Don't you dare cheat us with 4 stars. We will talk to you again next week, again here on the Hot Hollywood Podcast. Thanks, guys.